It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. It is almost back to school time in the Motherlode. On this weekend show, we are pleased to be joined on the program by Michael Merrill, who is the superintendent of the Somerville Union High School District. Next week, we're going to be hearing from Ed Pelfrey, who's the superintendent of the Sonora Union High School District. So it's the two largest high school districts in Tuolumne County on Motherlode Views back to back. Superintendent Merrill, it's great to have you back on the show.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so it's almost back to school time. So what is kind of on tap for the first day in this new year that's on the horizon?
Well, we're excited to get all the students back. I miss them. Summertime is kind of boring around the campus without the students there. But our ASB has been very busy painting the rock on the campus in front of our office with the theme for this year, which is Bears Greatest Hits, kind of a musical theme. And that also goes for our yearbook. And so that's a theme that carries throughout the year. They're busy working on dress-up days and themes for all the football game dress-up days and so forth. So,
and for those who are familiar, ASB, what does that stand for?
That's Associated Student Body. So that's the activities.
And every year they kind of come up with a theme then to set the tone?
They do, yeah. And they work directly with the yearbook on that theme.
So Bears Greatest Hits.
Sounds like a fun year
on tap, for sure.
Absolutely.
Any new staff members this year?
We do have new staff members. We have a new high school secretary. Shannon McPherson is joining us. In our science department, we have Rachel Beckham. And then in our custodial department, we have Jimmy Britton. So excited to have those three new ones on board. And then we had some changes. So our high school secretary was Jamie Dahl, and she's now going to be our career and college counselor on campus, which is great. And then we also have Eric Knapp, who joined us last year in our wellness center as our crisis counselor. He came mid-year, and so I want to recognize him coming on board. So excited for all them.
Very good. So you're the superintendent of the school district. Who are the members then of your leadership team?
We have our high school principal is Brett Christopher, and then the GLCs, which are grade level coordinators. We have Kellyn Dittler, Andrea Frey, and Jen Weller. Those are our GLCs. And then kind of also part of our team, we have our athletic director is Mike Rouse, and our activities director is Dina Soto. All of them make up a great team for us.
So roughly how many students are you anticipating this year at Somerville High?
We're looking at about 650 students. That looks like, you know, about 145 at our Connections program. The remainder are between the Somerville High campus and our necessary small schools and alternative ed. So,
what kind of trends have you noticed in recent years? Has it been going up or down or staying about the same?
We're very fortunate. Our numbers seem to be about the same. We have a big junior or a freshman class coming in this year, which we're excited about. But, you know, fortunately, our numbers have stayed relatively stable. That helps us for budgeting, obviously.
You mentioned Connections Academy, a big part of what makes Somerville, Somerville High School Union District. You know, can you, for anybody who's unfamiliar, can you tell us about what Connections Academy is?
Yeah, Connections Academy is a dependent charter that's embedded in the Somerville High School campus, and it's a visual and performing arts academy. And so our students there take at least two visual and performing arts programs each year, as well as all of the other academic requirements that are necessary for graduation. It truly is what most would consider a private school on a public school campus is the feel. But you can be on our campus and walk through, and you would never know if this student that you're looking at is part of the Connections program or Somerville High. They're all blended.
So they all mix together in different classes.
We also have 30 students that join us in the 7th and 8th grade program. That's part of our Connections Academy. And so they, in addition, will also take two of the Visual and Performing Arts Academies, but they may stay for all 6 years at Somerville High. So it's a great opportunity to meet and be a part of the program.
And then there's going to be some big changes this year when it comes to sports and the landscape with the league. What can you tell us about that?
That's an interesting one. It is a realignment year, and so this year we are losing from our Motherlode League Amador and Argonaut, as well as Sonora High School. They're all going to different leagues, and so joining us, we're going to be having Riverbank, Big Valley Christian, and Linden returning to the league after many years, but we also will have Millennium and River Island, and those two schools are for football only. So
do you have any strong opinions about what that means to kind of the Somerville athletic programs?
I think the Somerville athletic program has maintained and continues to get stronger and stronger each year. I actually am one of those that will miss the competition with Sonora right in our league. I think they've helped us to step up our programs. But they're right down the street, and a lot of our kids are on teams together outside of the school programs, and families know each other, so I'm hoping that we'll see each other in preseason games and so forth. I think Riverbank coming in is going to be a good addition, and Linden coming back, you know, there's some history there, so we'll look to see how all those play out.
Yeah, it'll definitely be an interesting season for the local sports scene. You know, what are the different sports that take place in the fall at Somerville?
So in the fall, we have cross country, girls golf, volleyball, football. Am I forgetting something now? I think that's it.
Any new coaches stand out this year?
We have a lot of consistency, so the returning helps our programs with the coaching. So we have a few changes internally, but the same coaching staffs are there. So it's been nice to see that, at least for the fall. We still have a couple of positions open in winter and spring, but those will be filled soon.
We always enjoy airing the football games on 93.5 KKBN. Are you optimistic about the Bears football season this year?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it starting off this weekend. We are at Hillmar for a scrimmage, so I look forward to seeing how the team is faring. So I look forward to lots of good things from them.
When you look at sports at Somerville, what do you notice? Is there still a lot of student participation and interest among the students in sports?
I think actually there's an increase in student participation in sports. And we have a number of students that are three-sport athletes, and those are recognized annually by our athletic department. And that's a great opportunity for students to just be involved in a lot of different things. I think the discipline, dedication, commitment, all those things that, you know, businesses are looking for when they're hiring people, a lot of that comes through our sports programs too.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of my best memories from high school are out on the sports field, so you take that with you forever.
Mine as well.
What other, you know, for kids who aren't interested in sports, you know, what other type of activities does Somerville High School have?
We have a host of clubs on our campus, and so we do a club day at the beginning of the school year, so students can walk around to the various tables and learn about the clubs that are there, sign up for those clubs. We have, obviously, our band, our choir, our drama program. We have things within our CTE department, competitions that happen through like occupational Olympics that happens at Columbia College in the spring. We have computer science opportunities where students had this summer to work at Apple Camp, and our computer science teacher ran that at Columbia College. So hopefully lots of opportunities for students to get involved.
We talk Apple Camp, Apple Computer, is that what you mean?
Yes, okay. It is. It was hosted by, and materials are provided through Apple, which is great for the students.
What type of CTE offerings does Somerville have?
We have an automotive program, manufacturing, we have our ag program, we have medical science, computer science, and just those are our main programs. We're always looking at maintaining pathways in each of those as well so that we can get program completers.
What type of observations do you have about students who graduate? Or do most of them go on to college, or do a lot of them go straight to the workforce?
We're seeing a majority of our students now are going to Columbia with the Promise Scholarship, which is huge. It's a great opportunity to get the first 2 years under your belt and determine what it is you really want to do. So a large number of students there, but we also see a lot of students going to four-year colleges in and out of state, and then some that go into the military, which we always appreciate, as well as trade and technical schools.
We'll pick up on this conversation in just a minute. We're talking with Michael Merrill, who is the superintendent of the Somerville Union High School District. School is almost back in session. This week, we're focusing on Somerville High. Next week, we're going to focus on Sonora High. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Don't forget as well, if you miss any of this show or past shows, you can find all Motherload Views archived in the media section of mymotherload.com, the full 30-minute shows where you can listen at your convenience. Just go to mymotherload.com, click on media, and then go to Motherload Views, and you can find all of the previous shows. Our next segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're focusing on Somerville High School on this weekend show. It's almost back to school time. Joined in studio by the superintendent of Somerville Union High School District, Michael Merrill. Superintendent Merrill, as we ended last segment, you talked a little bit about a number of students who are now choosing the Promise Scholarship at Columbia College and taking advantage of that great program. You know, what type of partnerships does Somerville High School have with Columbia College?
We do have dual enrollment opportunities. We have several of our staff members that teach classes on the Somerville High campus, and it's dual enrollment credit. So they receive not only high school credit through Somerville High, but college credit as well on a Columbia College transcript. So we offer U.S. history at this time and music theory by two of our teachers, and we have four other teachers that are working on getting that documentation taken care of so that we can offer those programs. We're hoping to do through automotive, through natural resources, and through art, and then through the computer science program. So those are ones that we're working on additionally.
So it sounds like Columbia has been a good community partner for Somerville.
Absolutely. We always enjoy working with them.
You know, what would you say makes Somerville High School unique when you look at, you know, just other schools in the region and across the state of California?
I think one of the main things we try to do is to offer a breadth of program. For as small a school as we are, I feel like this district really works diligently to make sure that students have lots of choice in terms of courses, not only academic courses, but elective courses as well.
We've been hearing a lot about teacher shortages across the state and even across the nation recently. How has it been at Somerville High School? Are you having challenges hiring teachers?
We've been very fortunate. But I know a lot of my colleagues across the state are working at dangerously low levels of getting staff members. And, you know, we hear lots of things about even housing being provided for staff members in specifically the larger communities, your urban districts. I feel like we've been very fortunate to be able to staff our programs. I'm excited about our new hires this year as well. I feel like they'll fit very well into our fold.
Do you have quite a few teachers who grew up in this area and then come back to teach, or do you get a lot of people who come from outside the area? What do you see?
It's a combination of both, but we do have a number of teachers that have grown up in the rural areas, so they understand the rural feel of our community and how tight-knit we are. It's a community. We always talk about kind of that family feel and being able to know each other, which sometimes is a good thing. You know everything about somebody, or maybe you don't, so...
You know, we've heard a lot at the state level, too, about the state budgets being cut and so forth. Has that trickled down yet at all to education?
I think education was very well taken care of in this last budget. I just hope that that can maintain. We did use the rainy day reserve that was set aside for education in order to hold education as harmless as possible. There were some decreases, but for the most part, we were held as close to harmless as possible, but that doesn't mean that other parts of the budget weren't treated that same way. So we know and appreciate the fact that the legislature was looking at public education and making sure that students have their needs met.
I'm curious your observation, too, of just technology in the classroom. I don't know how long you've been involved with education, but just how that's evolved over your career and what you notice here today and the role it plays with in the classroom and with students.
Well, I just completed my 35th year in education, so I've been around for a while. I do remember when the overhead projector was kind of the state-of-the-art piece of technology, and you're looking into a light and you become blind looking at your students then. It's very important, and especially after we went through the pandemic, making sure that students have access to technology. We were fortunate that our school was one-to-one prior to the pandemic starting. There were many districts that were not, and so they had to kind of introduce technology very, very quickly. But technology is also something that is constantly in change. And so we're always looking for how do we make sure our technology infrastructure is up to date, the equipment that our students need, and exactly what our staff needs to do their job. Those tools need to be provided as well. So it's always something that we're looking at.
In the classroom, the textbooks, are they traditional, you know, old type textbooks, or are they now on digital devices?
It's both. So we do have textbooks, and when we're doing new adoptions, which we are always in the process of doing, we do have regular textbooks available to students. For the most part, those are either classroom sets, and they send a book home to be home with if the student needs it at home as well. But we can also access part of the curriculum online. So many of the new adoptions now have online aspects to them.
Has the new technology created a lot of new challenges, though, when it comes to like cell phones and how to regulate those type of things?
That cell phones is always a conversation that's being had. And I know that both Tony Thurmond as well as Governor Newsom just recently put out documentation that they want schools to look at limiting cell phone use during school hours. And I think that really comes down to individual school districts and working with the staffs at those school districts, because we know that the accountability aspect of it is critical. We all need to be on board if there's going to be something like that implemented.
You know, getting students ready for the real world after high school, you know, are there things that the district kind of does to try to get students on the best path once they leave Somerville High?
I think making sure that students are aware of what's out there for them. We had one of our senior projects last year was done, and that was a career and college fair that was offered. We hadn't done one of those in several years. It was prior to the pandemic that we did that last time. But it's a great opportunity to hear from vendors, businesses that are out there, what kinds of businesses are available, what schools are available, what pathway do you go through to access that kind of a career. So I think it's all about educating the student and making sure that they have an idea of what's there. I think there's so many things that we don't even know are available right now that by the time students graduate, holy cow, that's a new option now. We didn't even know that was coming. So especially around the technology and computer science area, those are areas that are always in flux.
You mentioned senior projects. When I first moved here, I thought those were so unique and unique opportunities for students. So what are senior projects still going full force?
They are. We had a great year last year. Our senior seminar teacher, Dan Atkins, is responsible for the senior projects. And I was able to judge senior projects again last year and saw some phenomenal efforts from our students. The whole goal is to choose a project that is going to challenge the student, not something that they already know and can do well, but something that asks them to step out of their comfort zone and then be able to present it to a group of people with the finished product, whatever that might be.
You know, getting in kind of nitty-gritty stuff with Somerville High School, you know, the first day of school with parking and buses, anything that students or parents need to know ahead of the first day?
Well, I think the most important thing is knowing how to access the campus. And so it's following signage. Unfortunately, we have had just a disaster of a redo on Tuolumne Road over the last several months. Mm-hmm. Everybody seems to be aware of that. But the
everybody's
lining,
been in agreement on that
yes,
topic, yeah.
The paint, the striping has been just horrible. And unfortunately, the district redid how you access the parking lot structures. And so we spent almost $19,000 on striping on Tuolumne Road. And when they redid all that, now it's gone and it's very difficult to see. We were promised that it would be back and ready to go by the first day of school. It's not done yet, so we still have a few days. But I think making sure parents know busing is free. We don't charge for our transportation. Knowing where the bus stops are, that's all available on our website. And using the bus is a lot easier for people than trying to everybody drive to campus.
Always good to get there a little early on that first day, too, to make sure you
absolutely
know where you're going. Need to take one more break. We're talking with Michael Merrill, who is the superintendent of Somerville Union High School on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute. Motherload Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
It is almost back to school time in the Motherlode. We're focusing on Somerville High School on this weekend's Motherlode Views, joined in studio by Michael Merrill, who is superintendent of the district. Next week, we're going to focus on the Sonora Union High School District. We'll be joined in studio by Ed Pelfrey, but this weekend, we are focusing on the Somerville Union High School District. Superintendent Merrill, you know, as you mentioned, Somerville High School has a beautiful campus. Are there any projects you're looking at potentially doing on the horizon down the road?
We're always looking at projects. We have some sewer replacement that needs to be done in our aging campus. Some of the clay pipe is still there and tree roots are infiltrating that. We're also looking at adding a bond measure to the November 5th ballot. So it's a facilities bond. And in that particular bond, we're looking at number one project is to replace our 40-year-old old portables. We refer them as the math wing. And so that's kind of the biggest project that we're looking at. But also making health and safety improvements around campus with additional lighting, security systems across the campus. We have 86 acres that make up our campus, so it's a lot. And so looking at additional construction and modernization of those areas. And then also improving as I had mentioned before, the technology infrastructure, just making sure that everything is accessible through all parts of our campus. So big project there. We've finished up on our 2012 bond. We were very successful in our use of the monies for the facilities at the football field, football soccer field, with new bleachers, all-weather track, and a turf field. We also built an art building, which is phenomenal, and a shade structure. We just got the concrete finished pouring around the shade structure finally at the end of this summer. So looking forward to being able to use all that.
So this new bond, it would be on the November, this coming election?
It doesn't even have a measure number or letter yet. So have to stay tuned for that one.
Stay tuned. We'll keep us posted. Has there been a financial number yet decided, or is that still to be decided?
It's looking at to be a $13 million bond, yeah.
Okay, well, definitely. Yeah, keep us posted on
yes,
that one.
Yes, will do.
You know, what type of training or drills does staff do to help ensure the safety of students on campus? Campus safety always is a big issue and concern for everyone.
It is. So we have our regular drills that we do throughout the year. Obviously, fire drills, done one each semester. We also do lockdown drills, full lockdowns as well as partial lockdowns, depending upon a situation. We work very closely with our local Office of Emergency Services and our emergency responders, local law enforcement, so that they are aware of what happens during an emergency need on our campus. It's difficult for them because we all have emergency plans that run through our boards and are approved by March each year, but the responders need to understand what the campus needs are and where things are and so forth. So we're always working on including them in our drills.
Does the school district have, like, regular accreditation it has to do as well?
It does. We're actually in a WASC year. It's called the Western Association of Schools and Colleges. And so they will be visiting us in March. We've been working the last year on a self-study report, which goes to the visiting team. We'll continue to work on that report and submit that to the visiting team members so that when they come, their job is to validate what we've done in our report. And oftentimes what our job as a self-study is, we want to look at the things that we're doing well and give kudos where those are due, but also look at the areas where we really need to shore up our procedures and processes and make sure that they know that, hey, we've already found this and we'd like for you to see this and show that this is where we're going to be working. So it's a group of people that come and they spend 3 days with us and then they do a final report. And then that's sent off to the Western Association of Schools and Colleges office, and they actually are the ones that will determine the length of accreditation. We're looking for a 6-year accreditation, just like we've had in the past few years. So
I imagine you're optimistic that everything's going to go well with that.
I feel like, well, we have a fabulous staff. So, I mean, I would say that we do things to the very best of our ability. We're always looking to improve our craft, but I'm very, very proud of our staff and being a part of Somerville Union High School District.
And what is LCAP? I hear that mentioned a lot of times with school districts.
So LCAP, that's Local Control Accountability Plan. And so we just wrote our next three-year plan. And so that had to go to the board by the end of June. And so we have three goals that we're working on in our particular LCAP. That's to increase academic rigor and relevance. And we're looking at all of our curriculum alignment and professional development in regard to that. Providing engaging instructional opportunities for our students, having more parent involvement, improving student attendance, and maintaining a safe and welcoming environment on our campus. That's kind of goal two. And then goal three is to provide support for all students to be college and career ready, wanting to make sure they have those 21st century skills. And as I mentioned before, the knowledge of kind of where they want to see themselves or where they're headed. And if they need some information, our goal is to provide that and shepherd them in that direction.
Yeah, seems a good path for students. I remember after the COVID pandemic, there was a lot of talk, too, about SEL and social-emotional learning. Is that something that's also still a priority for the district?
It is, and we have established a wellness center on our campus, and that's where Mr. Knapp is our crisis counselor. And so we do have an area where students can go if they need additional help, and he serves on our student study teams as well. So when we're talking about student needs, he often has great input with regard to what students have been discussing with him. He doesn't share the details of that, but he can be there to say, this is a good avenue. You might want to suggest that the student meet with me several times a month or week or whatever.
So that be like a traditional school counselor, or that be separate from a counseling program?
It is actually what we would consider the counseling program. It's just through a wellness center, so we can bring resources in as well.
Anything going on new with the school board these days for the district?
Our school board, we have four of our board members are up for re-election in November. We had two board members that the board placed after previous board members had left. And so they are going to be in two-year terms. And then we have two additional board members that were up for their regular four-year terms. So all of these board members have put their applications in, and there are no people running against them. So looks like they will all be reelected.
Yeah.
So, and I have to say, I'm really proud of the strength and commitment our board shows to the programs and students of Somerville. So it's a great board to work with.
So who are your school board members now then?
So our president is Dennis Spizak. Our board clerk is Randy Richter. And then we have Dave Atkins, Chantel Fowler, and Kurt Byers. So all five of those make up the Somerville board.
We've gotten into a number of topics on this weekend's Motherload Views. Anything else that would be worth noting here as we have a couple minutes left?
I think that, you know, we just want to look out for the best interest of our students. That tends to be what our focus is. And biggest challenges that students face, I think part of it is technology. Technology just doesn't allow them to ever truly be 100% turned off. And so they're constantly looking for what's the next thing and who am I supposed to communicate with. When I was a kid, we didn't have all that technology. And so when I left my friends, I couldn't, unless I picked up the phone, which had a cord on it and you had to sit in one place, I was able to get away from something. I feel like our students right now, they're always on. And so that's creates some anxiety oftentimes. And that's another thing that I think that we need to look out for. That's part of just being the dad in me, I suppose.
I imagine a challenge, you know, regulating technology. You know, you can do what you can on campus, but then it goes off campus, you know, different. You're at home, you can do different things.
Absolutely, so. Yeah.
Well, Superintendent Merrill, we appreciate you coming on Motherload Views, and we wish you the best on the new school year ahead.
Thank you so much for having me.
Again, we've been talking with Michael Merrill. He is the superintendent of the Somerville Union High School District. He's been joining us on this weekend's Motherload Views, talking about the upcoming school year, also a potential bond measure on the horizon, and other issues facing the Somerville High School District. Next week, we're going to be joined on the program by Ed Pelfrey. We're going to be focusing on the Sonora Union High School District, so having the two high school districts on back-to-back in consecutive weeks. And a reminder that if you miss this or any other Motherload View show, you can find it in the media section of mymotherload.com. All of our 30-minute shows are archived, so you can listen to those at any time. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.